Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I did prepare something for you, Larry. I did prepare look, we are the Welcome to the Bandwagon podcast, and we focus on the Rams, we focus on football, and so the really important things that we need to deal with, in my opinion, have to do with player animals. Dogs of the players. Because let's face it, who cares who wins this week against the Cardinals? What we want to know is who are these players going home to cuddle with at night in terms of their furry friends? So,
all right. This is so much better and so much, I think, more appreciated than like rate the players' wives, which we are not that kind of podcast.
No, that is not what we're talking about. And we are not even rating these dogs. Here's what we're going to do, Larry.
Oh, okay.
I had a little bit of research that I had to do for this, but I'm going to name three dogs for you, okay? And I'm also going to give you three player options. These dogs belong to a player on the Rams team, and it's your job to assign the dog to the Rams. So I'll list all three dogs, I'll list all three players, and then I'll let you kind of work that out in your brain, all right? Does that sound fair?
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's a lot to keep track of. Probably you a better visual game.
Yeah,
but
it would be. It would be the one where you draw the dog draw the line down to the player. So I'm going to try and envision that as you bring this to
envision me. The line. Okay, so we have a blue-nosed pit bull named Bully. Okay, blue-nosed pit bull named Bluey. I'm sorry, Bully. Our guest did just show up, so we'll be able to knock this out, and it'll be perfect timing. Blue-nosed pit bull named Bully. We have a Bernedoodle, which is a Bernese Mountain Dog and a poodle mix. A Bernedoodle named LG, and we have an Aussie Doodle named Louise, Lolo for short. Aussie Doodle is an Australian cattle dog and a poodle mix. So, again, blue-nosed pit bull named Bully, Bernedoodle named LG, Aussie Doodle named Lolo. And your three player options are Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Jalen Ramsey.
All right. Definitely the Bernedoodle LG.
Okay. You said Aaron Donald is the Bernedoodle.
Yeah. You said Cooper Kupp and who else?
And Jalen Ramsey.
Okay. Cooper Kupp is Lolo, the Aussie Doodle.
Okay, and, Kupp is Lolo.
Jalen Ramsey, the blue-nosed pit bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Larry, I know you are a proud owner of Bixby the dog, so I know there is a lot of dog in your blood, if you will.
Yeah, that's why I had so much confidence in my answers.
I'll give you. You're one for three.
It's a Cooper Kupp I got right. Right.
You got Cooper Kupp right. He has an Aussie Doodle named Lolo.
You got to flip the other. Of course, Aaron Donald has a pit bull named Bully.
A blue-nosed pit bull named Bully. Him and his family.
He is a blue-nosed pit bull, man.
And Jalen Ramsey has the Bernedoodle named LG. I have no idea what LG stands for in this instance. He tweeted out this picture of the dog last year after a haircut, and he said, "Y'all pray for my dog. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He just ugly because he got a bad haircut." And he ended it with, "I still love him though." But yeah, so you can see how much Jalen Ramsey loves his dog. So